10-minute speaker is Colette from San Diego.
Hi, I'm Colette. I'm an alcoholic. I'm nervous. Randy said that there were six women he called all week long and couldn't get anybody to do the 10-minute thing, and so they kind of, I was the last resort, so. And I didn't come easily, you know. You're welcome. You're welcome. Okay, what it was like. It was very much like it is for everyone here in this room. I was very, very much in a lot of trouble. Was really, it was just really bad. Lots of drugs and alcohol. Lots of prescription drugs mixed with alcohol. I didn't start drinking until I was about 32. Both my parents were alcoholics, and I never wanted to be an alcoholic, so I grew up in the 70s, so it was sex, drugs, and rock and roll, and, you know, it was pot, THC, you know, stuff like that. And I didn't think there was anything wrong with that at the time. But I went to two rehabs, one in 06, one in 04. And the last one that I went to was pretty bad. I never realized how close to death I actually came when that happened. And I was at Sharp Mesa Vista. I was in intensive care for a long time. I was hallucinating. It wasn't really fun at all. I was very, very, very alone. I have one son. My husband had died, and I didn't cope well with that. I didn't cope well with that at all. So when I got out of the hospital, I kept coming to AA. I would only go to women's groups. That's where I got sober. I would go to a meeting. I would turn around and I would drive home. I might take a shower once a week. You know, when I went to a meeting, I looked like I had it together, barely. And then I would run back home. And I couldn't even grocery shop. I had friends help me. It was just pretty isolated and really bad. Finally, I just kept coming to AA, and I'd be sober for a couple of days, and I'd be going in and out. And everybody was, none of the women ever said, don't come back anymore, you know. They usually just, you know, were really kind, and I know I would sit there and I would cry, and they would just look at me, and they never offered a bunch of advice. And I just kept coming back, and I never was rejected. And finally, it still got bad enough. It took me about a year, and then I couldn't find a higher power. I was so angry at God, and I just couldn't grasp a higher power at all anymore. And that's why I couldn't get sober. I really believe that's why I couldn't get sober. And I fell down on my knees one weekend. I hated the weekends more than anything, because on the weekends I felt even more alone, because during the week I felt like going to meetings was my job. You know, I could go to a meeting and I felt good for that day. But the weekends, I knew everybody was doing their family thing, and, you know, people were off work and things like that, and I just felt like that Kris Kristofferson song, Sunday Morning Coming Down. I don't know if anybody remembers that old song. I hated Sundays. So I started praying again, and all I could say was just help me just help me get sober. And I finally started. I asked a woman to be my sponsor. I was so terrified to leave the meeting without asking somebody to be my sponsor. And she said, yeah. And that didn't work out, but you know what? It kept me going. You know, I felt like I was starting to do what they had said, you know, get a sponsor, read the book. I started to do that. And I slowly started to get sober. And the thing that I found was I slowly started to have integrity. You know, for the first time in my life, I really felt like I had honest integrity. And it felt good. It felt good. And I really found so much love in the rooms. I went to a meeting every day. I made sure that I went to a women's meeting. I went to a mixed meeting and a step study. And I loved reading the steps. And right now I'm on my fourth step. And it's hard, you know. I'm scared. I practically ran out of my sponsor's house last Sunday, you know, because she was just, you know, we're going to be honest, you know, and we're going to talk about feelings, and I can't go home and, you know, get high and make the feelings stop. So, and I don't want to do that. It's just really, you know, it's just scary. I still have a hard time with feelings, you know. But I am lacking the feeling of integrity. And I don't ever want to lose this. I just want to keep it going, you know. And I don't want to think about a week ahead of time. I love the fact that I can live one day at a time now. And if I start feeling really afraid, I remember that I only have to work it out just for today. And that takes away that feeling of panic that seems to go away when I do that. And when I don't feel panicky, it's just an amazing the kind of strength that I am starting to be able to tap into, and actually feel like maybe I could actually get a job now and, you know, join back into the human race a little bit. But it's all because I think I'm just starting to conquer fear one day at a time in a way that I, you know, can at the end of the day say, you know what, I did good today. You know, I did good today. I'm sober. And I'm very grateful. I'm very grateful for everyone. And this program has just been wonderful for me. And I just, you know, hold on to it one day at a time. And keep coming back. It works if you work it. That's it.